1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Amy from Boca Raton, Florida.
Hi, Amy.
Amy.
What's up in Boca Raton? First of all, it's about 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. I have the air on now.
Is Boca Raton near Del Boca Vista?
I have to check the map for that one.
So what's up?
Well, I need a male perspective.
You're going to get it now, kid.
I hope my husband listens to this. I realize it's my problem. I really know that, okay? But
if you want male and female perspective, I can go put on my dress. I usually bring it to the studio.
that's a little too scary for me.
Yeah, well, we'll see if it's required. Go ahead.
I'm not a very good backseat driver,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to sort of do a little better. Now I have to preface this with two things. My husband has a really good excuse. He's really, really smart, and so he just doesn't have a lot of room in his brain for like a lot of details, like which side of the road to drive on.
Oh, I getcha.
Down here in Florida, we have a lot of grassy medians.
Yeah.
So you really have to stay on the right side of those.
You should. You really should.
Right, because otherwise it's on your, head on into oncoming traffic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
you should stay off of the median itself as much as possible.
He knows not to drive on the grass. He's really good about that.
Okay.
But it's the heading into the oncoming traffic. Mm. And he doesn't do it all the time, obviously. But sometimes he looks like he's going to do it. And I always kind of go, and I try to say, go on the right, honey, but he gets really mad at me.
Yeah.
And he always says, I know that.
Yeah.
But a couple times when he's really actually driven for quite a ways on the left-hand side, it has kind of frightened me.
Yeah, as well it should.
Well, maybe he only does this when you're in the car.
Well, we had a friend in the car once when he did it.
How can I say this tactfully?
Delicately?
Delicately.
Yeah.
How old is your husband?
Oh, 35.
Just give me a decade.
35?
And what does he do for a living?
He's a professor.
Oh, jeez. What does he teach? Art history or something scientific?
No, ocean engineering.
Yeah, scientific.
Yeah, really scientific. Theoretical.
His problem is...
His field is too wide. See, when you're in the ocean, you don't have to worry about lanes.
Yeah. Oh, he should study like microbiology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He needs to change fields. I think then he'll have a respect for staying in his own lane.
Now, I know his problem. He's driving along, and driving can be boring, and so his mind wanders.
Right.
And he's working on some oceanographic problem.
Right.
And he's not thinking about what he's doing. And
right.
I think you're going to have to just continue to do what you do and say, hon, right, right. And,
yeah.
And he's going to have to learn. And if he gets angry, don't forget, when men get angry, here's the male perspective, it is because they are guilty as hell of what you have accused them of, and they are using the only defense they know,
which is a yelling
good offense. What do you mean, right, right? Of course I know I'm supposed to drive. Of course he knows he's supposed to drive on the right, but not at that particular moment did he know it.
Right.
And he's working way too hard.
He is.
The ultimate irony is that his actual area of expertise is in what they call control. Which is giving, all of the computer knowing where to go and what to do.
Huh. Would he object to your driving?
Of course, he's a man. The man's got to drive.
I sort of say, should I drive, honey?
Mm.
And he goes, no, I can do it.
Sure, he would say that.
I don't want, then at that point, I can't say, no, I think I'll drive.
I know what to do. So you have to be very, very careful how to do this.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Well, I bet we couldn't have come up with the same thing.
Well, go ahead.
Here's my plan.
Yeah.
Next time you have the car and he's not around, you take it to the dealer and you have them change the ignition lock. So that his key doesn't work anymore. And also the door key won't work anymore.
Really?
Right? So you get to the car, and you're all getting into the car. He tries to get in. It won't work. So you have to go around to the driver's side and say, oh, let me try it, hon. You open the door, you hop in. So anytime he tries to drive the car, won't work. It won't go.
Oh, see, I was thinking of the thing our friend Vito uses all the time. We have a friend Vito who insists he has to drive because if he doesn't, he pukes. So you stick him in the passenger seat, you drive a half a mile, and he's hurling chunks right down the defroster vents. And I don't know whether he really gets car sick or he induces car sickness, but if nothing else, he always ensures that he drives.
Yeah.
And obviously, he feels safer, and he doesn't puke when he's behind the wheel.
And I tell you how he convinced us of this. One time, when he wasn't driving, he gave us this pull over story.
He runs into the woods.
Runs into the woods.
Of course, none of us follow him because we don't want to be there, and we hear, ah! Ah!
Then he comes back, and he has to lie on the grass for 20 minutes to recover. And then he announces to us,
I have to drive.
I have to drive.
Now,
and ever since then, he's any time we go somewhere and he's in the car, he has to drive. I like that even better.
So this is it, Amy. Yeah.
This is truly a male perspective. Barfing was not something I had thought.
See, you would never think of the duplicity that men would think of.
No,
never. Actually, women are usually pretty good at this, but I'm sure it would have come to you eventually. But I think you need to run off into the woods, do what Vito did, and then convince him that you don't know what's happened, but unless you drive from now on, this is going to be repeated over and over again.
Oh, you have to just try it. I'll say, maybe if I drive, I won't get as car sick.
Right.
And he'll say, try it, hon. And you say, oh, I feel so much better behind the wheel. Because I'm not worried about you, you moron. You say that last part to yourself.
Try it out, Amy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, guys. Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.